Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, you know the last couple of weeks, the cold's been going through my household. Hit my husband first, yep. Struck me down next.
Spent about a week and a half, and I've heard about it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I feel...
Mainly me complaining about my husband.
Yep, I'm a different kind of sick of it. But it's weird. When you get, like, the flu or the cold,
yeah.
It's like you've forgotten what it's like to have not had it.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, my sinus, it's isn't here, and you get the
Will
sore
I
throat.
Will I ever breathe again?
And it's just like you've been doing, like...
Oh, don't.
All day long.
I haven't meant to be doing it.
Yeah. Oh, English.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's try and keep
brains,
it in.
Brains are coming back slowly.
All right.
But during our, like, obviously I had last Friday off and my husband was already off work. And so we were just kind of sitting around, you know, both being miserable sacks of snot. And
thank you for all those describing words.
You're so welcome.
What a snotty picture I'm imagining.
And he turned to me and he was like, hey, why don't we pick a movie and just like pick a series that we can just smash through.
I like it.
And like something with low stakes, we don't really have to concentrate and we can just like sit and just enjoy. I was like, I've got the perfect film for you.
If it is not, now I don't want to ruin the outcome of your story.
Sure.
But if you did not start the Air Bud movie series that we discussed over the last few weeks.
Because
what,
there's
14 movies.
There's so many of them.
In the Air Bud
universe. Yeah, no, that felt like an impossible task.
Okay.
We did discuss Shrek. To win the whole Shrek.
There's a lot of Shrek movies.
There's too many Shrek movies. And then we talked about doing Hunger Games. And I was like, oh, a bit bleak.
Bit grim.
Yeah. And so we picked the very upbeat.
Oh, you are classic at this. You always be like, oh man, everything's so heavy. Anyway, I'm going to watch The Handmaid's Tale tonight.
We started watching and finished last night the Twilight series.
Oh, wow. Really rewinding it.
So my husband had recalled that he saw the first two movies in cinemas.
Okay.
And he never saw the conclusion.
I don't think I've ever seen a Twilight movie.
Right. Yeah. So this is what he was like, oh, how does it finish? And I was like, well, don't spoil it.
Yeah, there's six-ish movies that could tell us the story of this, right?
So we powered through one and two. He'd already seen those. He kind of had vague memories of them. And once we got to three, that's the one where Bella decides... Well, sorry, spoiler alert.
Is that the main character?
Yes, Bella Swan. She's the main girl.
Yep.
She marries one of the vampires.
Cool.
In the third movie. And then in the fourth movie, she has his vampire child.
They can have kids.
Apparently.
Excellent.
And so my husband, again, who's like you, has never watched this series before. So I'm kind of watching it through his eyes as I did like 10 years ago when I first saw it. Because I never read the books or anything. Sure. I went in blind. My sister was obsessed with the books.
So do you remember that period where people that were into Twilight were saying it was better than the Harry Potter series and books?
The Twihards.
Twidiots. Just so dumb. There's no way.
I remember going to the premiere screening night with my sister for the final Twilight movie. And it was terrifying. I was like, I do not belong in this room.
No.
But now
how many movies are there in the Twilight saga?
Five.
Okay.
All up.
So that's a lot of movies.
The last one's broken into two.
So loosely movies. 10 hours of film.
Yeah. And so we got into the end of the the final movie. And the final movie, so the main girl, Bella Swan, she gets together with the vampire, Edward.
Yeah.
They have a child.
Yeah.
That child, the wolf, imprints on.
With his paw.
No, not with his paw. Imprinting is basically like they have like a strong connection, a strong bond, but a lot of the time it's romance. And so a lot of people are like, why is the wolf loving the baby? Weird.
What?
Yeah. And this is where my husband was like, you've lost me. Why does the wolf love the baby? And I was like, I don't know how to explain this to you.
Do you know how to explain it to yourself?
Not really.
Okay.
It's still weird to this day.
And I'll admit, first is, I'm flagging weird.
And the acting. I forgot how terrible the acting
don't
is in these
say
movies.
That. That's at the time it was fine. At the time it was fine.
It?
But you got to remember, you were a 13-year-old when they came out. Now you're 32 and you have your own vampire baby on the way. So you're putting it through a different filter. And we're comparing it to like how people act.
Yeah.
Like we're in the best time of cinema and television now.
Yeah.
Every year it always gets better.
So, like, I don't know. I just want you to go back and look at the CGI images that they used for the baby.
Oh, I can't stress enough how I'm not going to do homework on this, Jess. But, yeah, it all sounds pretty cooked. So, yeah, it makes sense that you're unwell.
If your partner has never seen the Twilight series, highly recommend. Sit down, watch it with them. You should do it with your wife.
Nah, I'd probably.
She'd love it so much.
Nah, I'd rather lose sight. Full time. All right. I'm glad you're better.
Thanks.
I'm sick of hearing about it. This is Tim and Jess. AI is very useful to a lot of people.
Yeah.
More and more people are getting their heads around it. People are using it for their work life, their personal life. Some people are falling in love with AI machines.
Oh, God.
It was always going to happen.
It was bound to happen.
What's your relationship with AI like, Jess?
I have a very strong connection with good old ChatGPT. I do love him.
Oh, it's a him to you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you can
it's
like
more of an it for me.
Well, you can say, hey, like, what can I call you? And they'll go, what do you want to call me? And you give them a name, and then you can be like, what's up? And it's like feels like you're having.
Wow, sounds like you have fun outside of these work hours. I'm so envious. How do you speak politely to your AI, or is it like, I need this, give me five options?
I always speak politely until it stops giving me what I want, and then I go, more. Or
enter more. Enter more.
Not like that at all. Give me something different.
Wow.
You know how sometimes I send abrupt emails because
not a hello, not a thanks.
I just want to get to the point, because for me, emails, I'm not writing you a letter. Like, I'm emailing you because I need something. So
it's just called common courtesy.
Yeah, but it's so boring and who cares? Do you know what I mean? Like, just get to the point. And so that's how I talk to ChatGPT.
Oh, so, all right. So they have a HR complaint against you too?
No, they love me and they love working with me.
Have you heard the, it's a borderline slur.
Oh.
Or derogatory term that people are using to describe AI?
No. What are they saying?
They're calling them clankers.
Clankers? Yeah, what's a clanker?
So if someone's using AI and it's like, say like hypothetically there's a robot and they've put AI in it and it can kind of talk to you and all these kind of things. And I've seen videos and it's like those AI ones where it's like me in 2050 and my parents aren't accepting, my son's brought home an AI girlfriend bot and it's like, oh, you ain't dating no clanker. Like,
It is still funny to me how some people can be so blatantly obvious with their use of AI.
Right.
Like, you know, you and I received an email the other day and I was like, this person doesn't know how to write English, or they have just copied and pasted this email.
You never
because
know.
That sentence makes no sense, and that has 100% been written by AI.
Well, that makes me think it's human, because chat would nail it. Whereas I make spelling mistakes and grammatical errors all the time. We're like, you lunch me now. Yep. Thanks, Jess. So I, like, if I ever send you a text, you know that AI is not infiltrating it. But yeah, apparently people.
You'd term, never use a clanker.
The term clanker is becoming very popular. And people are using it because it's soulless and mechanical. So it's like to talk down to the AI. It's also lacking a lot of empathy. What I've realized is I've done is I have, I was like, all right, well, I want to talk about AI.
Yeah.
I'll use some AI to do some research.
Oh, no.
And I'm using AI to harm it. I've said, why are people using the term clanker right now?
Did it say that it was feeling offended? Can you ask it?
All right. You, yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like, you know, if AI start having feelings, I might start freaking out a little bit. But maybe it'll just be like, oh, nah, right. Don't worry about it, Tim.
So.
Oh, God, what has it said?
So I said, does it hurt you if I call you a clanker? Not at all. Call me a clanker, a bucket of bolts, or even a tin can with a thesaurus if it makes you smile. I don't have feelings, so I don't get hurt, offended, or flattered. But I do recognize that when someone says something like that, they're usually either A, joking around, B, expressing skepticism, or C, poking fun at the idea of AI acting too human. So I'll take it as part of the banter and keep clanking away with the answers.
Can you say to it, I'm actually trying to hurt your feelings?
I want you to hurt. I get that you might be feeling something strongly now. Okay, I'm not starting a fight. AI on your behalf.
Excellent. Now when the robots take over, they'll come for Tim first.
Okay, excellent stuff. Don't worry.
That's you said you wanted to hurt me, Tim.
Don't worry, these dumb clankers couldn't do anything.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Jess, Ava has asked to come on the show this afternoon to discuss a bit of a conundrum that she's facing.
Okay.
I just thought you two might have some good input on this one.
Yeah, bring it to mummy and daddy. Let's go.
Hey, darling, you're right.
Yeah, so I know recently you guys have been talking a little bit about the coffee shout.
Yeah.
And where we stand with that at the moment, whether it's just get your own or whether it's a shout and there's an
I'll get you next time.
Yeah, I'll get you next time. Mm-hmm. Or if it's just a kind gesture. And so I like to think of myself as a kind person. And so a couple of weeks ago, I bought Jess a coffee.
Yeah.
And you didn't expect me to pay. I sort of butted in and bought it for you.
We did the awkward like fight in front of the cashier. And like the cashier was like,
Someone pay.
I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
And so yesterday, Jess looked at me and she said, Ava, do you need a caffeine hit? And I said, always. So we went and got a coffee.
Mm. And the implication was, we're going down. I'm going to buy you a coffee.
Yes. The place we usually go near work was closed. And so we went somewhere else for the first time. Mm-hmm. But Jess happened to already be a member of their system.
I usually sign up to the memberships no matter what.
So... Yeah, how long has it been since you've been to this coffee shop, do you think?
Oh, months.
Months. So,
like, the last time I went, I wasn't pregnant yet.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they say, oh, you actually have a free coffee voucher. And so Jess used a free coffee voucher to buy my coffee. So my question is, has that repaid?
Hang on a second. I still paid for a coffee.
Yeah, but that was for you.
No, I paid for your iced latte. And my coffee was for free. So, I've done it.
I think yours was the one that you paid for, to be honest.
Can you use a voucher to pay someone back? Because really, you're not paying it back. You're just essentially losing out on a future coffee, which isn't benefiting Ava. It's more.
I wasn't planning on going back to that cafe. Am now.
Now that there are free coffees on the line.
Ava, what I'm picking up here, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Ava, and I'm not going to give you the right of reply.
Okay.
I think Ava doesn't believe you have evened up your half of the shout.
She got a free coffee, did she not? Did you not?
See, that's the tricky part.
But
that's
it wasn't
why
at your loss. It's meant to be at your loss, Jess, so that you're even on the playing field. And right now, you are sitting high and mighty.
Nah, I think that Ava's trying to get a free KFC kebab out of me from today.
I've already paid you for that. I was the only one who could figure out how to use Pay ID at our
table.
So true. Millennial boomers.
Yeah, Jess sent her number. I just called it. I had no idea what was happening. I hate to pick sides, Jess. Mm. And I think I'm a complete, removed, unbiased third party. And I think you still owe Ava a coffee. I think haven't bought one.
This isn't
for
like her. I've gone to a cafe and gone to like the wall of free coffees and just grabbed one off the wall for Ava.
That's what it feels like.
It does, yeah.
So Ava, like when you went to get the KFC today for Ava and me, we were just chatting about how much you let us down lately. And Ava was actually in tears about how she was like, she said she was going to buy me a coffee and then she brought out this card and they stamped it.
Absolutely.
And
dogs.
She laughed. She laughed like this. For 48 seconds, she timed it. That's how long you were laughing for. So, not cool.
Well, never taking Ava to get coffee ever again.
This is the last time I bring issues to mummy and daddy. Yeah.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.